You are back in the FDH Lounge here on SportsTalkCleveland.com. Yes, that was Dwight from the Futures rebuttal there, apparently. Back in the lounge, and we have a double segment coming your way here. We will start this off the roundtable here. Celebrities who burn my ass, and then after that we'll segue to takes two to tango, but three to die. Celebrity deaths in threesomes here, the old cliche about that. We start with celebrities who burn my ass. From hearing some of these ones off the air, probably very few ones that any of you are going to take issue with out there. You know what? I'll start, and I will start with Katie Couric. And or Katie Karma, as I call her these days, in last place. How's that taste, you bitch? That is a receipt for a career of just being a complete idiot and just condescending in your interviews and everything like that. You're in last place. How's that taste, Katie Couric?
I'm going to take issue with that.
Are you really?
Yeah. What's wrong with Katie Couric?
Her and her point of view. I'm surprised you would be sympathetic.
No, I think she's a very good reporter. I mean, I think she has a good. I don't think she's condescending at all.
Good reporter if you're reporting for Pravda or anything like that, maybe. But and her obnoxious point of view, and you know, and
now her old partner. Yeah. Matt Lauer, would classify
you know
as
what?
Annoying.
Yeah.
This is a separate
rant here. Matt Lauer, who gravy-trained a diploma from my alma mater. You know what? Let me change it to Matt Lauer. This gravy-trained son of a bitch. Let me get on this point here. This is a guy who got invited back for commencement to give a speech there. He left a couple credit hours short of graduation. And it was from the Scripps School, mind you, the most prestigious school at Ohio University, without any question here. And he comes back and says, you know what, I don't want an honorary diploma. I like the real thing. And they're like, well, we'll let you write a paper about your life's experiences since you left here. He gets to do that, and he gets to gravy train what myself and Paul Teeple and everybody else around here worked their asses off for. I'm going to change it to Matt Lauer because you mentioned him.
Great, that was my strategy.
There you go.
You know, and maybe the engineering department graded it, and they didn't even recognize it as plagiarism, what he submitted.
Yes, probably.
Well, and talk about
it. We had some scandals down there.
I mean, you know, we all have our own perception about, you know, who's a good interviewer or a reporter or whatever, but talk about a terrible interviewer.
Yep.
Man.
And he's about the only guy who could end up baby-facing the guy you were gonna throw somebody out there who was notorious for having tangled with him. I'm not sure who the good guy was in that particular instance, Tim. Does there have to be one?
No, there doesn't. We can throw them both overboard.
Exactly. It's not zero sum. They both suck. Exactly. Is that the guy that you want to go with?
No, I was going to go with him, but I've since a late submission on my frantic internet search. Michael Moore. I can't believe I didn't think of him sooner. I mean, here's a guy, you know, he makes fiction and then passes them off as documentaries.
Exactly.
I mean, ridiculous. I mean, plays off the fact that the American public generally is stupid and, you know, uses the power of the media.
The Nazi propaganda machine
uses the
product that puts out.
Uses the power of the media to completely sway people the wrong way.
Yep.
Or to completely sway people one way or the other and pass it off as fact. I mean, that just grinds me up.
Obnoxious idiot. I can't wait until the day when that guy is getting lowered into his piano box coffin in the ground. I can't wait, dude. That's going to be the happiest day ever. I thought I was happy when Alger Hiss kicked the bucket, but that's Michael Moore is just going to take it to a whole new level.
No, for you, the happiest day ever would be if Barbero also died.
Yes.
There's your
celebrity threesome.
There's your trio. Barbero, Michael Moore, and Charo.
Yes. It's got to be Charo. I'm telling you, Charo could make anything eclectic. You put her in the mix, and that's going to be the greatest celebrity threesome of all time because it's just going to seem so random. You pair her with whoever, and it's going to be beautiful.
You have your animal celebrity.
Yes. Animal celebrities are important, and as we successfully tease that next segment here. But going around the table, we're over to you, Burrell. Who gets under your skin?
Not only under my skin, but into my gut. The abominable Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, she outdoes that one woman, Roseanne Barr. I mean, she is the most ridiculous, most immoral, indecent, blasphemous woman on television. To criticize Donald Trump for giving somebody a second chance and being self-righteous with the type of lifestyle and things that she's engaged in is hypocritical. And every time she's opened her big mouth, he just gets under my skin.
More importantly, Donald Trump gave someone who's hot a second chance.
Yeah.
And we all know that's really all that counts. So,
you know,
who can blame him, right?
If I may jump in here, because that legitimately was going to be who I was going to go after. Just add some things here. I want to keep it somewhat family-oriented. The same person who starred in Exit to Eden, which is probably one of the top 10 worst films of all time, made her way around and coaxed a network into giving her some stupid propaganda comes up again, television show, kind of the white version of Oprah, hoping she could connect to the masses of women and that they could raise up in mutiny and take over the planet. She's a terrible person. She took her own capital to start, from what I understand, her own magazine, which was entitled Rosie. Like, that's not concealed enough. And then that thing went bankrupt in, I believe, 3 issues. And now she backdoors her way into The View, which is probably the third worst woman-dominated show on the planet. It's terrible. Everyone on there is bad. I hate the name... Sam, who's the woman on there that I hate so much?
Barbara Walters.
She also does Millionaire.
Meredith.
Yeah. Another reason I hate the name Meredith. And for her to come out, whether the girl's hot or not, who is Rosie O'Donnell to say anything about Trump one way or another? And to be perfectly honest about it, I'm glad he's suing her ass for the point and humor to sue her ass.
Oh, that's exactly. Right, that's right. And you know what? You mentioned about her magazine and everything like that, Jason. All I got to say is this. Isaiah Thomas thinks that she sucks at business. That's all you need to know.
Well, the one good thing I can say about Rosie O'Donnell, although I agreed with everything that everyone said, is she got the Donald fired up so that he could just lambaste her.
Exactly.
I mean, his takes on her were hilarious and were just the epitome of his cockiness and just, I mean, cracked me up to no end.
And spot on with everything he said. And that prediction, when he tosses the latest Twinkie over the side, this Miss USA is going to be the next concubine here for the Donald.
Right.
Mark it. I'm calling that one, bro.
And the Donald. Yeah, I'll probably see
Is that
her.
A prediction?
Yeah, I think I'll see her just because I feel like it.
Exactly. Chris, who do you got?
I hate them all.
Yeah. We're shooting fish in a barrel here. There's not anything anybody's going to take issue with.
Every last one of them. But if I had to single one or a group out, I would say any entertainment or sports celebrity that shows up to testify before Congress about an issue that they are not an expert on in any fashion whatsoever. I don't care if it's about homelessness, Michael J. Fox and stem cell research. He hasn't taken one science class to tell him anything about how it's performed and what the benefits may or may not be.
Not to mention he can't hold the report.
You name any celebrity that I see in front of Congress.
Richard Gere about Tibet.
Talking about any issue other than, hey, my show's on at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays. I can't stand. We don't need to hear them. They don't have any expertise other than they're famous. And that does not give them any sort of gravitas when it comes to, and it really shouldn't in terms of congressional hearings or actual legislation or anything of actual importance in public policy.
Good point, and let's just emphasize again, double points for any of those idiots who are talking about any PETA issues. If they're a member of PETA and they're testifying about anything like that, double what you just said.
Well, except for, you know, Miss Anderson.
Pam, you mean?
Yeah. Other than Pam. I mean, she's the only PETA spokesman I could probably tolerate.
Again, you know what? And that's a future unpopular opinion of mine on the show. Pam Anderson, never saw what that was all about. I think tossing over Heather Locklear for that was a mistake, but that's another unpopular opinion for another time. So, Sam, you must have a celebrity that you hate, or 10, from knowing you.
How much time do we have?
We're running short, my friend.
See, how many women are there in Hollywood?
Yeah.
You know. No, I'm going to go with the most obvious and go with Paris Hilton.
Okay.
She is possibly the most useless person on the planet. She's famous because her dad owns a few hotels.
Yep.
And how do people think she's attractive? Any of you guys, I don't understand that.
I don't.
She's okay, but I mean, you know, she doesn't deserve to be as famous as she, you know.
Yeah, probably, she's famous for nothing.
Probably right. Guys aren't going to kick her out of bed for eating graham crackers, but, you know, I mean, how far are you going to go to, you know, try and make
she
that
She doesn't
happen?
Have any meat on her bones.
Yeah, she's like...
She's got no boy toys to play with.
she's just completely useless, and that's why she makes me angry.
You know, the worst thing was, for a while there, it was... She's the daughter of a hotel mogul.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And that's okay. And, oh, by the way, she's not bad to look at. And then she did some skeevy guy on camera, and that got out there. And, of course, all the single, by necessity, not by choice, men out there who are like, ooh, I can get my hands on a tape of some little chick doing somebody she's not supposed to on camera. And then she did the burger commercial
right. And
became... the skank she is, and that's what I think most people cling to.
The other thing that makes me really angry about here is she had the audacity to try to make a CD.
Yeah, that didn't get anywhere.
For everyone's notice, for anyone listening or anyone involved with the show, do not piss the music Nazi off.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently not.
Improper product.
Not only that, though, I will just say this as we transition to the next subject here. One of the greatest emails.
Before you do that, I got to take a second. I'll play devil's advocate here on Paris. And,
we're going to fight
them. And that is this.
Chris is throwing down the I'd hit that card.
No, no, no. But she might be smarter than you give her credit for. In the sense, if you look at some of the things that some women do to become famous in terms of augmentation, you mentioned Pam Anderson. You haven't seen Paris do that. She hasn't gone out and had breast enlargement or any of those other things that you kind of would expect based on her track record, which makes me wonder, it does make me wonder to some small degree whether she realizes that she doesn't need to do that in order to be famous, and she doesn't, you know, those types of things she doesn't have to do. Makes me wonder if she's maybe just a little bit smarter than people give her credit for. The other thing I chuckle about with her when people talk about it is they say, well, you know, she's only known because, you know, she's rich and she's famous for being famous, you know. And it kind of harkens back, being the student of history that I am, that prior to Hollywood and in vaudeville before that, people in this country that were famous for being famous, you know. It was the people that were wealthy, that were members of society. They didn't do anything other than being members of society, you know, or societal, you know, sort of these grandiose people within our culture. They weren't entertainers. They weren't sports figures. They were basically famous for being famous.
Right.
And so she's sort of a throwback to that.
That's true.
Where, you know, it's like 1890 all over again. Yeah. She what?
She hangs out with Britney. That tells me a lot.
Well, and another thing just to throw in here, not to keep this thing rolling, it's the arrogance and the audacity that she expects to be perceived as something just because she's a Hilton.
Right.
Maybe that's what turns some people
right.
away.
Well,
she hangs out with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And there's so many other people out there that actually deserve to be famous.
Right.
For being a great actor or sports figure or whatever. She's famous for nothing.
Yeah. And we got to wrap on this, but the last thing that I'm going to say, too, one of the greatest emails I've ever gotten here at the station, listener Steve sending us to the hockey show saying that he heard a rumor that Matt Leinart and Brian Urlacher spent a night together in Paris one time. So one of the most outstanding emails I've ever gotten. Hats off again to you, Steve. I know you're listening tonight. We're going to hit this, and frankly, we're going to skip our top of the hour break because we got way behind on that segment there. We got our political roundtable coming up, but before we do that, I'm going to throw this out: celebrity deaths here. The whole cliche about celebrity deaths coming in threes. We're calling this segment "Takes Two to Tango, but Three to Die." We are comparing what we saw in December with the all-time list here, or you know what, all-time in terms of recent years. Because let's face it, society has a very short attention span. We're not going to go any further back than 99 on this list, but here's the six I have in this order. We'll get your thoughts afterwards here. June of 2001, this is number six on the list here. And why is it six instead of five? Because I thought there was another good one on there. We like to go random here. I'll throw out as many good ones as I can find. And there were six of them. There just happened to be. June of 2001, Carol O'Connor, John Lee Hooker, and Jack Lemmon. Two guys that were actors, so not as much diversity there. But you throw John Lee Hooker. Anytime there's an ancient blues man in the mix, that makes it a little bit more diverse, perhaps, here. March of 1999, Dusty Springfield, Stanley Kubrick, Joe DiMaggio. That's kind of all over the place.
I like that one.
You got to give some props to that one. That's got some diversity on that one there. This one here I find funny mostly just because of the one guy. February 2000, Tom Landry, Jim Varney, and Charles Schulz.
And what's that, Vern?
Exactly. The thought of that guy at the pearly gates with Charles Schulz of Peanuts fame and Tom Landry doing his Vern routine just sticks in my head here. Here's one that Paul Belfie is going to like also. I can tell you this, being the Dallas mark that he is. August of 2005, good old Miss Ellie, or Miss Ellie most of the time on Dallas, Barbara Bel Geddes, Peter Jennings, and King Fahd of Saudi Arabia. That's kind of all over the place a little bit. You got some foreign royalty in the mix? I respect that. There's a foreign head of state or former head of state in this next one here. We have two former heads of state, one of which is American. Not the first guy, James Brown. James Brown, Gerald Ford, and Saddam Hussein. That's all over the place as well here. Some would say, and I've heard the argument tonight, that might be the best of them, but I still say my favorite one, this is going to be hard to top if ever, May of 2002, former Notre Dame head coach Dan Devine, former Mafia boss Joseph Bonanno, and Seattle SLU. Just the fact that you have an animal in the mix, an animal, a mobster, and a Notre Dame football coach.
I think the fact that there's a celebrity animal to begin with
yes.
makes it better.
How many of them are there? I mean, there's Seattle SLU, there's, as you said, Lassie, there's Barbaro. There's a very limited number of legitimate celebrity
it's like
ones
Secretariat
here.
Being in the top 100 athletes of the century.
Exactly. So thoughts? Does anybody take issue with the rankings here? Anything that anybody would move up or down the food chain?
Well, we talked about off air. I thought that the one we just saw a couple weeks ago is I would put in the top spot. But,
okay.
You know.
I'm still waiting for the one with Charo in it.
I still say anything with Charo. I don't know what it is. But it's going to make anything else seem so random. You love these ones because they're random. But just if you interject her in there, it's just going to be perfect.
I'm just enjoying the thought. I'm just trying to picture Saddam Hussein and James Brown. You know, in the waiting room together. I find that a little bit. You know, interesting thing about James Brown, and I didn't know this. I heard probably on the radio a few days ago that, you know, he was only 5'1", James Brown.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really short guy. Hmm. And, you know, it's one of those things, unless you see somebody in person, you don't really realize how tall or short they may be. But 5'1", the Godfather of Soul.
Damn. Wow. I had no idea about that.
I only know that because it was a news story, because a couple of rednecks, one guy shot another guy over an argument in a bar over how tall he was. One guy said 5'3", the other guy said 4'9". They got into a fight, and the guy shot the other guy all over James Brown's height. So there you go.
All over his height? Highly unlikely, but bar fights and bar incidents have been made of stranger stuff than that. But that is the 2 to tango, 3 to die. We may dig up some more of these subsequently.